नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 9 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंत। उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हेतव अस्य कल्पः सत्त्वाद्यः प्रकृतिगुणा यदि क्षयायासन् यद्रूपं ध्रुवमकृतं यदेकमात्मन् नाना धात कथमुह वेदतस्य वर्त्मा। उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हे तव अस्य कल्पः सत्त्वा दया प्रकृति गुणा यद इक्ष्यासन् यद्रूपं ध्रुवम् अकृतं यदेकमात्मन् नाना धात् कथमुह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा। उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हे तव अस्य कल्पः सत्त्वाद्या प्रकृतिगुणा जदिख्ययायासन् यद्रूपं ध्रुवमकृतं यदेकमात्मन् नाना धात् कथमुह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा। Mataji. Sub the word meaning Utpati of creation, Sthiti maintenance, Laya and dissolution, Hetabaha the original causes, Asya of this material world, Kalpaha capable of acting. Sattvadaya headed by the sattva guna, prakriti guna, the modes of material nature, yat of whom, ikhya by the glance, asan became, yad rupam the form of whom, Dhruvam, unlimited, Akritam, uncreated, Yat, who, Ekam, one, Atman, in himself, Nana, variously, Adhat, has manifested, Katham, how, Uha, certainly, Veda, can understand, Tasya, his, Bartma, path, translation and purport by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki. By his glance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enables the modes of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although He is one, He has manifested Himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? From Vedic literature, we learn that when the Supreme Lord glances sa aikhyataha over the material energy, the three modes of material nature become manifest and create material variety. Before He glances over the material energy, there is no possibility of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation, and consequently He is eternal and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however great scientist or a philosopher he may be, understand the ways of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following quotations from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Adi Khanda tell the glories of Lord Ananta. Ki Brahma, ki Shiva, ki Sanakadi Kurum Kumara, Vyasa Suka Naradadi Bhaktanama Jara. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Sanaka Sanatana, Sanandara and Sanat Kumar, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami and Narada are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the Lord. Savara Pujita Sai Ananta Mahasaya, Sahasravadana Prabhu Bhakti Rasamaya. Lord Sri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotees mentioned above. He has thousands of hoods and is the reservoir of all devotional service. ಆದಿದೇವ ಮಹಾಜೋಗಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಮಹಿಮಾರ ಅಂತ ಇಹ ನ ಜಾನಯ ಸಬ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲರ್. ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸರ್ವ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವ. ಸೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್, ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫುಲಿ. ಸೇವನ ಸುನಿಲ ಎಬೆ ಸುನ ಠಾಕುರಾಲ ಆತ್ಮತಂತ್ರೆ ಜೇನ ಮತೆ ಬೇಷೆನ ಪಾತಾಲ. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಟು ಯು ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ನಾವ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸಫಿಸಿಯಂಟ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲೋಯರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾತಾಲ ಲೋಕ. ಶ್ರೀ ನಾರದ ಗೋಸಾಯಿ ತಂಬುರು ಕರಿ ಸಂಗೆ ಸೇಜಸ ಗಾಯನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಬಂಧೆ. ಬಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ತಂಬುರು ಆನ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತ. ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಡೆಂಟಲ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಪ್ರಳಯ ಸತ್ವಾದಿಜತ ಗುಣ ಯಾರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಪಾತೆ ಹಯ ಜಾಯ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದಿ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತ ದಿ ಥ್ರೀ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಇಂಟರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಮೇಂಟೆನಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ಹಿಲೇಷನ್. ದೀಸ್ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಪಿಯರ್ ಎಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಗೇನ್. ಅದ್ವಿತೀಯ ರೂಪ ಸತ್ಯ ಅನಾದಿ ಮಹತ್ತ ತಥಾಪಿ ಅನಂತ ಹಯ ಕೆಬುಜೆ ಸೇ ತತ್ವ. ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್. ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಧರೇನ ಕರುಣಾಯ ಯೇ ವಿಗ್ರಹೇ ಸವಾರ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಸುಜಿಲಾಯ. ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಜಹಾರ ತರಂಗೇ ಸಿಖಿ ಸಿಂಹ ಮಹಾಬಲಿ ನಿಜ ಜನ ಮನರಂಜೆ ಹಯಾ ಕುತೂಹಲಿ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಜೇ ಅನಂತ ನಾಮೇರ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೆ ಜೇತೆ ಮತೆ ಕೇನೆ ನಾಹಿ ಬೋಲೆ ಯೇ ತೇ ಜನೆ. ಏಷೆ ಜನ್ಮಿರ ಬಂಧ ಛಿಂಡೆ ಸೈ ಕ್ಷಣೆ ಅತೇವ ವೈಷ್ಣವನ ಛಡೇಕ ಭೂತಾನೆ. ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕಂಗ್ರಿಗೇಷನಲ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ದಿ ಡಾಟಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಕ್ಯುಮುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಬಾರ್ತ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಬಿ ವಾಶ್ಡ್ ಅವೇ. ದೇಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ನೇವರ್ ಲೂಸೆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಟು ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಅನಂತದೇವ. ಶೇಷ ವೈ ಸಂಸಾರೇರ ಗತಿ ನಾಹಿ ಆರ ಅನಂತೇರ ನಾಮೇ ಸರ್ವ ಜೀವೇರ ಉದ್ಧಾರ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಶೇಷ ದಿ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸೇಜ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್. ಅನಂತ ಪೃಥ್ವಿಗಿರಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಸಹಿತೆ ಜೇ ಪ್ರಭು ಧರೇನ ಗಿರೆ ಪಾಲನ ಕರಿತೆ. ಅನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ಸಸ್ಟೇನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಎನರ್ಮಸ್ ಒಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ಸ್. ಸಹಸ್ರ ಫಣಾರ ಏಕ ಫಣೆ ಬಿಂದು ಜೇನ ಅನಂತ ವಿಕ್ರಮನ ಜಾನೇನ ಆಚೆನ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಲಾರ್ಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹುಡ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟರ್. ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ಸಹಸ್ರ ವದನೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಸ ನಿರಂತರ ಗಾಯಿತೆ ಆಚೇನ ಆದಿ ದೇವ ಮಹೀಧರ. ವೈಲ್ ಬಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹುಡ್ಸ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ ಚಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿತ್ ಈಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೌತ್ಸ್. ಗಾಯನ ಅನಂತ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಸೇರ ನಾಹಿ ಅಂತ ಜಯ ಭಂಗ ನಾಹಿ ಕರು ದೋಹೆ ಬಲವಂತ. ಆಲ್ದೋ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಮ್ಮೆಮೊರಿಯಲ್, he has still not come to the end. Adhyapiha sesadeva sahasra sri mukhe gayena anantajasa antanahi dekhe. To this very day, Lord Anantadeva continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he finds no end to them. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakrun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Holy Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So in this chapter Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about the glories and activities of Lord Anantadeva. Lord Anantadeva is staying far down from this whole Brahmanda, almost 30,000 yojanas down from this universe, and there how he is staying, what about him? So in some verse, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. And in this particular verse, he is telling that Utpatti Sthiti Laya Hetava. That Utpatti means the creation, beginning. That whole creation, Sthiti, maintenance, and Laya means annihilation. All these three phases of this whole material cosmos is happening. How? Now just by the glance of the Anantadeva. He just glancing over the material energy. That's it. It's happening. Perfectly everything is happening. All this, how it is happening? Then the second line, Sattva Daya Prakriti Guna Yad Ikshanasana. That if he glance, then all these modes of nature, sattva, raja, tama, they are become activated, they are manifesting. Jad ikshana, just by his glancing, yad rupam, rupam akrutam ekam atmana. So all the form, everything manifests, though he is the all alone, is the only one, and he has no beginning, no end, but still, the whole material cosmos, Anantakoti Brahmanda, manifests just from him. He himself is there and he accepts unlimited forms. So, Nanadhat Kathamuhu Haveda Tasya Vartma. So, if just by a mere glance, can create hundreds and billions of universe. Not only create, sustain them and annihilate them. Everything has happened just by one slight glance. So how we, ordinary, foolish living entity, can dare to know about Him? Sabartma, about Him. Is it possible? No. Sa ikshataha, it is said in Vedic literature, how everything comes to existence? Just sa ikshataha. Sa means that person who is beyond creation, who is before it, he glances. To whom? He glances to his energy, his external energy, he glances. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, Maya dhakhena prakruti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. Maya adhyakhena prakruti suyate sacharacharam. This is charachara, moving and non-moving, everything getting produced and everything happening. How? Maya adhyakhena. Adhyakhena, sometimes it's adhyakya means the superintendent, isn't it? He's adhyakya, he's in charge. But the meaning of adhyakya is, another meaning is there. Here the word is giving ikhyataha. Ikhyat means glancing, to see. And adhi akhyataha, adhi means adhikar. Adhikar purvak ikhyataha. If somebody is adhikari, who is the in charge, real the owner, he is the master, if he glances, then nicely work will go on. Exactly, nowadays in this material world we can see, any work, laborers are engaged in the working, they are doing the work. But if somebody is not there to keep eye on them, any second they will find the opportunity to get lazy and not do the work, isn't it? They will get the payment, but always they are looking for the opportunity where they will get rid from their work, isn't it? This is not the mentality of all of us. Honestly, yes, all of us. We are all, we have full of cheating propensity. This is nothing but cheating propensity. But then how work is going to, somebody is there in charge who is paying us. He is looking at us. So similar thing, just the someone in charge is looking, the laborers are working, you will little like this, then they will stop the work. Always they have to look after them. Similarly, Krishna is telling, my adhyakhyata, adhikari, I am the adhikari, I am the owner, I am the adhikari, only adhikari I am. So I am glancing. To whom? The whole material nature, all the guna, everything, I am glancing on them. So by my fear, they are working. If I take my glance away, then immediately they will do the same propensity which we have, they have also. So always I am looking at them. Maya dhakhena prakruti. He is just glancing over the material nature and everything is happening. Chara chara. All moving, non-moving, everything is happening just because he is glancing over it. Looking at it. And he is not only saying that, he is saying in Bhagavad, mad bhayat vati vayu, mad bhayat tapati surya, mad bhayat bhagano vati varso varsati, mad bhayat bhagano, just because of fear of me, the wind is blowing, Indra is doing this rain, and the sun is giving his power, heat and light. Sun is giving, how everything is going perfectly in time? Because they are fearing me. I am looking at them. They are always fearful. Oh, Lord has glanced on us. He is looking. We cannot hide. Even the grahas and nakshatras, everybody is doing their job. Everything. All entities, the whole material nature, everybody is working because he is keeping eye. He is looking. So, this is the principle of fear is the real secret of management. So, mad bhayat. How bhaya? No, because sa ikhyata, I am looking. Maya adhyakhena. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಟ್ ದಿಮ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ನಾ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಧಿಕಾರಿ ಅಧ್ಯಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ಏಜೆಂಟ್ ಅನಂತದೇವ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಬಾಟಮ್. ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಚೆಕಿಂಗ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ನೆವರ್ ಸಿ ಡೌನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸಿ, ಯು ನೆವರ್ ಸಿ ಡೌನ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಕ್ಲೇವರ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್. ಹಾವ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲುಕ್ ಅಪ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಬಟ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಸ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಅನಂತದೇವ್, ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್, ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಲ್ಸ್, ಸಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಲ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 30,000 ಜೋಜನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ 240,000 ಮೈಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್, ಈ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಹೌ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಐ? ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ 8 hours. 8 hours ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲುಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಈ ಲೇಬರ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ 8 hours. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇನ್, ನೋ ಮೈ ಟೈಮ್ ಓವರ್. ಬಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್. ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟಿಲ್ ಡಿಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್, ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್, ಡಿಲ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಇನ್ ಹಾಫ್, ಡಿಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹಾಫ್, ಸಸ್ಟನ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹಾಫ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್, ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್. ಇನ್ ಎ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್, ಸ್ಟಾಪ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೂವ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಜಗತ್ನಾಥ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬ್ಲಿಂಕಿಂಗ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಓಪನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಐಸ್. ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಮೇನ್ ಫೀಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಡಿ ಆಫ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್? ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್, ಅಮೋಘ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ನೋ, ನಾಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲಾನ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ದೆಮ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಡೂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್, ಗಿವ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಡೂ ಲೆಟ್ ದಿನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ 240,000 ಮೈಲ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೌನ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್, ನಾಟ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸೋ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ವೇ, ದಿ ಗುಣ ಆಕ್ಷನ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೌಟಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. Because the real fear principle is not working here. The laborers are not really fearful to us. They are saying, oh, we are getting some payment, that's why we are working, that's it. But Lord is not giving any payment. But by only his glancing, everything tit bit perfectly. Why? Because everybody knows, if for a fraction of second he will stop his glance, then everything finishes. That's it. That all this, everybody knows, all starting from the devatas and the asura, yakshya, rakshasa, prakriti, everybody knows. That is everything. He is not only the fear personified, he is not only the adhikari, he is the palanakarta, he is the posanakarta, he is the maintainer. Yes. He's by looking, he's maintaining. By looking, he's giving energy, energized. By looking, he's feeding, he's looking, by looking, he's giving everything to us. Just by looking, activity, activity starts. That means the soul getting the jivani shakti, chetana shakti, consciousness comes by his glance. He will close his eyes, then consciousness finish, stop. His glance is consciousness. So it's so potent glance. What he will give, what not, he is not giving. He is giving everything. He is giving everything by glancing. Sometimes we see, you know, that in this material world also, the fishes, they are staying in water. And when they are procreating, they are giving their eggs somewhere. We see that the birds, they are giving eggs, and they have to sit on their eggs for certain days. Then they will mature and the savaks, they will come away. But the fishes, they will give unlimited eggs somewhere, but they will not go to touch and sit there. What they will do? Just look at them, glancing from far, and they will get 45, mature. If the fish can get that power, then what about Lord? Just imagine. If mere fish, they can bring their children just by glancing to the eggs, they get matured and everything happened. So you can just see, if the fish can do, then what about the Lord? So he is doing everything just by glancing. Sometimes we ordinary foolish souls, we forget that nobody is looking at us. But always we are on the supervision. Always, in every second we are fully under supervision. Totally. This is our foolishness that we are thinking, no, nobody looks at me. Sometimes like cat, he saw there is milk in a pot, he goes, oh, he may see, so he will become very clever, he will close his eyes and go and drink. He says, now nobody can see, I close my eyes. We are just like this. We are closing our eyes, nobody can see. Everybody is looking at you except you. We cannot see, you cannot see only, but everybody except you is looking at you. So we don't know that we are something, we are becoming, trying to become more smart and clever, but no. Sa ikhyataha. In and out, everything clearly he is looking. Nothing can check his glance. Sa ikhyata. So the whole universe, everything happening just by his mere glance from so far away. And now in the last line he is saying, so if various things is happening, so katham, then how this people of this society, of this material world, can know about him, Bhartma, about him, his tattva? How? Is it possible? Sometimes Srila Prabhupada was giving one class. So he was trying to explain the energy of the Lord, that he is how simultaneously same and different. He gave almost 45 minutes, 1 hour class. So after that is the style of Prabhupada. So any question, that is only the Acharya, specific Acharya Prabhupada, he has produced this system. Other Acharya, they never asked before him also. He started this. Many learned scholar, scientists, many there, or few are there. Swamiji, question, what? So how, I cannot understand how he is the same and different. Sir. So, oh yes. Prabhupada is giving answer. So you should understand that you cannot understand. That is the answer. So you should understand that you cannot understand. Is it okay? He becomes confused. What? What? He is a learned scholar. What? Yes. You have to understand that. What I have to understand? That I cannot understand. That is the position, that is the tattva. Yes. All of us should understand that we can never ever understand. Then we will understand something. If you say that I know, then you don't know anything. When Brahma Brahma. He was not an entity like us. He is directly the son of the Lord. Not only son of the Lord. He didn't take the help of Lakshmi also. He directly produced him, Swayambhu. And he never go to any convent school or Gurukul or college to get education. He never tried because there was no books, no pen, no slate, no chalk, nothing was there. He was the only one in the first entity in the creation. Nothing was there. No school, no master, no teacher, no books, no copy, no pen, nothing was there. No computer, no laptop, nothing was there. So how he'll get educated? Father is Lord, Supreme Lord, and the son, he is the responsible to educate him, the son. So the Lord said, okay, no school is there, so I will educate you. So Brahma didn't know. So Lord, he brought a chips, nowadays it's chips, no? He downloaded the whole Vedic education through his heart. He downloaded it. He, Brahma didn't know how it happens. It happens. Everything downloaded right there. He knows. Nowadays, after millions and billions, billions of years, we are doing something, putting everything, the whole hard disk, then taking the chips and downloading it. That thing happened in the first day in creation. What is new we are saying in this invention? Nothing. Very old science. Krishna has done in the first day itself for his son. So what will go get admitted, writing this, that? No, in a moment everything is inside. Tene Brahma Hrudaya Adi Kavayo Muihanti Yata Surayaha. Suray, all these devatars, see, they are, how? How? You can't understand how. And this is the world. Put everything, Tene Brahma Hrudaya Adi Kavayo. He downloaded everything in his heart. Yes. And Brahma, even if God all in a steel, he cannot understand. But he understand. By the mercy, Bhagavan, Krishna told, okay, by my mercy, you will understand. Jadrupa, Guna Bhava, Jatha Bhava, everything you will get understand by my mercy. Oh, he got understood everything. Even if he understood everything, when the Aghasura Lila happens, so there is a big ceremony happened. All the devatas, they said, oh, Aghasura killed. Oh, fine. Make us, let us do a party. So they did a good party there. Good, nice kirtan, this, that. So Brahma got disturbed. So what is happening? He sent the messenger. What sound is coming? Nasar, big party is going on down in Devaloka. Why? But immediate telex message come. No, immediately he has connection. What is going on? Aghasura died. Oh, Aghasura died? You don't tell me? Oh, let me go. Brahma take his first car and rush down to planet to see the Aghasura Badha Lila. And he was coming, all the devatas are going up on the way they saw. Oh, what happened? No, so over. So over. You are late. No, yaar, I have come some few 100,000 miles at least to see something. No, okay, go. But we have finished our job. You go. Brahma said, okay, I have come down to Seoul. I said, so he come down to see something and he saw that Aghasura Badha scene is over. That's so. But now the Bhojan Lila is happening. Krishna is sitting in middle and all his many, many coward friends are sitting around him and eating. Eating, and Brahma seeing Krishna, how is eating? In his left hand, putting some curd rice here and one mirchi ki achar, nimbu ki achar, tenti ki achar, three types of pickles here in the middle of the fingers, and he is eating. And while he is eating, so one of the friend, covered friend, oh, Kanhaiya, what? Oh, this kachori, oh, what can I say? So tasty. I never, but, so nice, so tasty kachori. Krishna said, forget my curd rice, please give me, I want to taste. He already eating. So glorifying the kachori, he said, please, please, please. So he is, after getting a bite, he said, okay, have it. So then others, oh, my parota is so nice. What to say? Then Krishna look at it. Please give me. So he'll take a bite and give it. Like that, he is eating almost everybody's demands. Brahma, so what is going on here? I am the first creator. I am the Vidhi. Vidhi means the maker of the rules. I make the rules and regulation. Vidhi Vidhan. and I make the rules how to feed my father. How? Now first he has to become a brahmana, second initiated devotee, pakka, and then he has to take proper bath, proper washed cloth, put dvadasa tilak, then come do dvadasa achaman, vishesha achaman, with the talatraya, enter into the altar, then with the ghanta vadana tulsi patra mudra this that, he will start offering, do his gayatri, then only we don't know, we are doing so many things, but Krishna is eating that, we don't know, but this is the process. Yes, I lay down how to feed my father, this is the way to feed him, but these fellows are not brahmana, not second initiated at all, not following any regulative principle. These fellows are coward boys and they are eating kachudi, this, that, and he is eating, and they are remnants from their left arm. How he can be my father? He got confused. So you want to check. How to check? So you want to check. You take the calves are there around. He took the calves away. And some of the boys said, Krishna, calves are not there. Now, okay, you sit and eat. I am going to get it. All the boys, they know fully that if Krishna will go, then definitely he will bring it. But now, Krishna went to look for their calves and he could not find. He started crying. He was crying. And Brahma saw again. What? He is crying. If he is Lord, he is Sarvajna. He should know everything. What? I am in front of him. And he is crying. That means he is not. No. His confusion getting more and more. Condensed. No. How can? So he said, okay. No, he is not. So he went in and took all the boys and hid them. Okay, let me see. And then Krishna was coming, crying, and he found that no boys are there. He is all alone. And started more crying. Brahma said, no, that's it. He is not. Now let us see, cry. I go and I have a big office. I have to take care of my office and come back. I'll come back after some hours in my leisure time. So he rushed to his office. But when he was going, his guards were there. Always Brahma is in charge of the universe. When he was going, all the securities, they will stand up immediately, pay salute. But now the securities are sitting in the chair, in one leg and another leg, looking at him. Brahma said, what? They are my security. I am coming, they are not standing up, sitting like this. They come to me, Brahma is coming near, still they are sitting. He said, hey, what is going on? Yes, come. We'll take care of you, come here. What? They are saying, take care of me. What is going on here? He said, I am Brahma, yeah, we know. Come here, we know. And when Brahma comes shouting at them, he said, shouting. Catch his color and slap right away on his face, cheeks. Brahma said, what? His securities are really fatty, they are very healthy. Brahma said, what is going on? Yes, this is it. We are taking care of him. And he said, I am Brahma, yes. Get out from here, get lost from here. He said, I have to go here, get lost from here. And one more slap. Brahma is already full, red cheeks and swollen up. He come away, says, they are not alive. If just imagine, if sometimes you are the owner of your house and your all children's wives, they are inside the house. You yourself is going into your house and your security is slapping you and telling you to get out is not allowing. Then what you will do? What will you just think? Brahma, he said, what I am do now? Whom should I complain? I am the supreme in charge. What I will file case against him? What should I do? It is so piteous condition. He could not think, could not do anything. Crying, he was coming down. Okay, it's already time wasted. Let us see what is going on down also. And he come down, he saw the same thing. Krishna is sitting in the middle. All these boys are sitting around, cops are around there, and eating is going on. So what? They released or what? So immediately saw where they hiding. No, still they are sleeping. Then who are they? What about them? Here and there and there. His confusion now is no limit. Totally confused, what is going on? This fully confused. Krishna must have said, Krishna saying, no, I make you vidhi, so I don't want to make you abidhi. So okay, you do your vidhi. You do your things. Finally, totally become fully confused. Then Krishna said, okay, now we see. Now, finally he saw that all the cowherd boys, all the calves and all the instruments, everything 400 for. This Brahma's worshipable Lord is Narayana, Chaturbhuja Narayana. He saw all of them there, worshipable Lord. All of them. Oh, now his senses come to his mind, come to senses. Then immediately started begging excuse. Kul Dandavat. Our Dandavat is easy. One you lay down means okay, Dandavat is over. But Brahma's Dandavat is not over just by one lying down. He has to roll over 360 degrees. Then his Dandavat will complete. Because forehead, all the heads should touch to the ground. In one Dandavat, one head touch. Then one more round, another head touch. One more round, another head touch. Another round, four rounds, then whole Dandavat will complete. So he's rolling like that, doing Dandavat. Krishna is not looking at him also. And he got up doing so many things and he started doing stuti. In his stuti, so Brahmaji himself is telling the fact. One stuti is telling. Gunat manastepi gunan vimatum hitavatirinasya kai siresya kalena ireva vimataha sukalpir bhupansavakhe mihikadivhasa. In time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and all other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended unto the surface of this earth for the benefit of all living entities? Just try to understand. He is telling, O Anantadev, O my Lord, what about me? Who can understand you? Ka isire sitavitarnasya ka isire gunan vimatmu. You have so many qualities. No end to it. If somebody try to know, you have all that many qualities. If somebody try to count, he said nobody count. Why? So he's giving a logic. So he's saying, if somebody can count, you just think our capacity. If somebody will give you one truckload of sand, you know, no? We are making constant sand. One trip sand, he said count it, how many particles are there? Can you be able to count it in your whole lifetime? Forget one trip, one sack full of, one bag full. Forget one, what you say? One handful of sand. Can we able, all of us can count it? And Brahma is saying not only handful, one bag or one truckload. This is whole material creation. There are so many oceans, rivers, and on the beach of them, hundreds and thousands, millions and billions truckload sands are there. And he is saying not only that, the whole material creation, you grind it and make it powder and then started counting. Just imagine, is it possible for us? No, he is saying no. He is beyond, these fellows, I am not telling about them. Vimata Sukal Pair, I am telling about the highest personalities like Lord Shiva, and Anantadev, Sesa, and these so powerful personalities. These powerful personalities, having their most supreme powerful instruments, and they started counting. And how long they will take? Vimata Sukalpair, Kalpa, Kalpa, Kalpa. They will start continuous day and night counting. They may count. They may able to count that how many particles if you grind one material universe. How many particles? They may count it. They may count and tell you the number. But even if they count, then they have to count again. What? Plus, all the material cosmos grind it and they count the whole particles. Then plus, bhupansava khemhika, in the sky, whatever the water molecules are there, each water molecules in the sky they have to count. just add. And even if they count that also in long time, then they have to add to what? Dvibhasaha. And in the sky, there sun and moon and many other stars and grahas, upagrahas, nakshatras are there. So they have to count all of them, and they are light. In their light, the light particles are there. So they have to count that also. Just imagine, if you put a torch light, the sun is coming, how many light particles there we can count? Forget, we don't know what it is. But he is saying, if Dvibhasa, if they will count whatever the rays, whatever light particles contains in the rays of the sun, in the moon, in the stars, all the luminaries in the planet, they will start counting all of them. And if they will able to finish counting even that, still these fellows, they cannot claim that we can count your glories. This is not fitting in our jammed brain. No, but it is said, Brahma is saying, still they cannot count your unlimited glories. Just imagine, how we can? What is your position? No, we are nowhere. Our intelligence is so insignificant. So insignificant that there is no chance of telling. You should feel shy to tell that I have something. You should feel very, very shy actually. No. So here is Sukadeva Goswami saying, the whole society, all these people, how they will be able to know Kathamuha Bhartma? How they will know about Ananta? And if they cannot know about Ananta, and the Ananta Deva is continuously by his unlimited mouth, he is glorifying the Lord, Supreme Lord. How will know about the Supreme Lord? Just try to understand how great he is. But we foolish, we cannot calculate it. But still we are understanding, oh, Krishna Balaram is standing there, I am dressing him, the garland, I am thinking, oh, very damn easy. So casually we are taking. We don't know the same Krishna Balaram. He is part and part and part and part is Sri Anantadev, and it is his glories. What to think of him? This mere boy who is eating curd rice with pickle. Janantu eva janantu. Brahma is saying, let them say I know. These foolish let them say. But tava mahima agochara. Vachasa manasa api tava mahimna agochara. No. No way to know you. No way. No way. There is not possible to know. So Lord is so glorious, so great. If sometimes we will know by these verses of Bhagavatam that how great, how glorious Lord is, then maybe for a second, fraction of a second, we will show, oh my Lord, please, I will only bow down to you, that's it. I can't do nothing else. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It is said also that all these conditioned souls, if they will do nothing, just chant his name, Sri Anantadev's glories and name, that's it. They will free from the conditioned things. They will get liberated. Just by taking his names. And we have only that power. No power we have. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes. You want to know, you should know that you cannot ever know him. You should know that. Okay? That is the conclusion. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai.